弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主啊，每次聚会我都觉得很高兴。
Thanks to the Lord. Every time we get together, I'm joyous.
因为平常就是一个人嘛，哈。
Because usually I'm just by myself.
可是每次聚会的时候都看到很多弟兄姊妹。
But whenever we come to congregations, I see brothers and sisters.
特别是我们比较不好的时候。
Especially is when we're at the downtime.
啊，人家就会问我，哎，你好不好
？And people ask you, how are you doing?
啊，被问候的感觉都是很好。
And whenever someone greets you, you feel great.
多问候几次，大概我也变好。
So I think if you ask for me more, then I feel better.
那我相信神今天还借着主日给我们一个祝福。
So I believe that in the Lord's morning, the Lord wants to bless us.
那也是借着主日，我们再一次温习神的爱。
So in this morning, let us review His love.
所以真的弟兄姊妹，在这个日子是一个喜乐的日子。
So、yes, brothers and sisters, let this day be joyous.
那我们今天要交通的信息呢？啊，是连结于主的饶恕。
So today we're going to talk about the forgiveness of the Lord.
那每次我们交通这样的信息，可能弟兄姊妹。都要问我又发生了什么事情吗
？Whenever we talk about forgiveness, brother and sister may ask me,
啊，实在
gone wrong,
实在没有什么事。
And in fact, there's nothing.
啊，只是呢，在这里呢，跟弟兄姊妹来分享，就是因为我看了一本书。
But I just want to share with you because I've read a book recently.
那这本书呢，是叶光明弟兄他所写的。
But it's a book written by a brother.
那特别讲到呢，在讲到我们基督徒的生命要喜乐得着释放的话。
The book talks about how our life has to be free so that we are joyous.
那它有九个步骤呢，它希望我们能够去做。
And there are 9 steps that we should follow.
那这一位弟兄呢，他就告诉我们呢，第一个步骤呢，他就是说到要认识我们的救主。
So the first step of the 9 is that we have to know our Savior.
到底今天谁招了我们，谁拯救了我们？
Who has called on us and who saved us?
我们认不认识他？
Do we know this person?
所以我们有交通过这样的一个信息，就讲到我们所认识的基督是我们的大祭司。
So we talked about this before. The Lord that saved us, He is the high priest.
他在仇敌面前为我们说话。
It is before the enemy, He defends us.
我们说到呢，他是我们的元首。
We talked about how He is our head.
所以在一切事上，我们以他为首。
So that in all things we follow him.
所以呢，我们又说到他是我们的至宝。
We also talk about how he is the most precious.
所以我们愿意放下一切来追求他。
So that's why we're willing to put down all things.
所以第二个信息我们讲到，就是说我们在主的面前，我们要做一个谦卑的人。
And on our second message, we talk about how we need to be humble.
因为我们做一个谦卑的人的时候，救恩就临到我们。
It is when we are humble, then salvation comes.
所以不但我们认识这位主，我们也认识他的救恩。
So not only we know the Lord, but we know his salvation.
所以我们在神的家里面，我们知道怎么样谦卑的彼此服侍。
So that when we come to the Lord, we need to be humble and serve the others.
所以上一次的信息呢，我们讲到我们要每天悔改转向神。
So last time we talked about how daily we have to repent and come to the Lord.
所以呢，悔改跟转向呢，这是一起的两面。
To turn and to repent is the same action.
如果你只有悔改没有转向的话，这还不够。
If you only return but not turn, that's not enough.
所以你有心思的意念，你还要加上你行为上的表现。
So not only you have a new thought, but you have actions to follow.
所以今天呢，我们要交通到连结于主的饶恕。
So today we're going to talk about how we have forgiveness in the Lord.
所以呢，在讲到我们生命里面，我们在饶恕别人的时候，我们实际上要跟主的生命是有连结的。
So whenever we choose to forgive someone, we are doing it in the Lord.
当然九个步骤呢，我把它浓缩成六个步骤。
So of course, there are 9 steps. I condense it into 6.
所以接下来第五、第六呢，就讲到呢，如果你要过一个得着释放的生活。
So the last 2 steps, if you want to live the life of the free.
我们必须弃绝虚假。
Then you have to be away from, the vain.
远离被咒诅的生活。
And to walk away from the life of cursing.
这个咒诅呢，不是人的咒诅。
The life of cursing is not the curse of man.
这个咒诅呢是神的咒诅。
But it is the curse of God.
也就是说，当我们没有按着神的话去行的时候
，What it means is that if you don't follow God's command.
所以我们看到《生命记》里面也有许多的咒诅呢，是向着以色列百姓来说的。
In the book of Deuteronomy, he says there's a lot of commands for God's people.
因为神严严的警告他们，你们离开了我的话。你们的生活就会这样。
Because God gives them a severe command that says, if you don't follow my words, then you'll be cursed.
所以呢，我们做神的儿女呢，在第五的时候，我们要弃绝虚假，远离咒诅。
So that's why as God's children, we have to be away from the vain things and be away from His curse.
最后一步叫做坚定站在主边，除去我们心里的恶心。
us is that we have to stand firm and take away the bad things from our heart.
那我不知道有没有机会交通第五跟第六点。
I'm not sure if we'll have time to talk about the fifth and sixth step.
可是今天呢，把所有的这样的一个步骤呢，呈现在弟兄姊妹的面前。
But today I will just like to show you what the steps are.
什么时候我们里面的平安没有了
？Whenever you feel your peace is taken away.
想想看这几点我们有没有做到
？Then think about these six points.Are you following?
什么时候我们的喜乐没有了
？When you feel that your joy is taken.
好像我们生活里面被捆绑得很紧了。
When you feel like that your life is now bounded.
弟兄姊妹，回到这几点上来思想。
And brothers and sisters, come back to these six points.
真的是要对付我们自己的生活。
And to help your life.
重新回到我们与神之间的关系。
Return and come back to the joy in the Lord.
所有的事情我们才能做得出来。
Then you can now do more things.
今天我的手机没有带在身上。
Today I didn't bring with me my phone.
我觉得这个手机呢是蛮好玩的。
And I thought the phone was great.
那今天青少年呢，他们也有很多的手机在身上。
Today the teenagers they have their phones on them.
那我也觉得呢，那个手机绑人也绑得蛮紧的。
And I feel that we are so bounded by our phone.
不是我们离不开它。
It's not that we cannot be away from our phone.
是它离不开我们。
But it's the phone that will never leave.
哎，不但孩子这样，我们成人也不是这样。
Not just our young kids, but the same for adults.
今天你把我的手机拿走了。
Today if you take away my phone.
我的圣经也被拿走了。
And you are taking away my Bible.
我的图书也被拿走了。
You're taking away my book.
我弟兄姊妹的联络的通讯录也被拿走了。
You're taking away my phone book for the brother and sister.
我跟家人的联络的方式也被拿走了。
And you took away my communication with my
family. 很多好玩的游戏在上面也被拿走了。
You take away my game.
实在生活很无聊。
And my life is now boring.
怎么办？再把手机拿回来。
Then what do? You get your phone back.
那弟兄姊妹，我们发现到这个手机真的绑我们很紧。
The brother and sisters, we are so bounded by our phone.
里面呢，好的也有不好的也有。
But there are good things and bad things in the phone.
所以绑我们绑到一个程度。
So now we're so bounded by this phone.
明明手机应该休息的时候。
Even when the phone is supposed to be off.
那我们照样呢，一边充电一边在玩。
Or when it's running out of battery, you still charge it and play.
我们唯口错掉我们人生很重要的部分。
And now you're missing a lot of your life.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Even the younger ones.
当你们被手机绑住的时候
When you are bounded by your phone,
想想看这几点
Think about these points.
你有没有把主放在前面
Do you put the Lord as first?
今天我们说的这一个题目
So today our topic,
说很容易
It's easy to talk about it.
那也很多人很喜欢听
And a lot of people like to hear it.
可是实行起来呢却非常困难
But in fact it is really hard to do.
所以那一天呢我就讲了这个故事给我家人听
So that one day I shared this story with my family.
那他们说啊不懂不懂
And they said I don't get it.
好像没有太大的关系
Maybe it has nothing to do with us.
今天我说这个故事给大家听
So today let me tell you that story.
我希望你们能够听懂
I hope you can understand.
那有一次呢这个是一个比喻而已啦
Maybe this
不是一个真实的故事
Maybe this is just a make up story.
那神呢就给了三个人呢不同的三个不同的人那一人给他们两个包袱
So there are three men that came before the Lord The Lord gave them two burdens or two backpacks for each of them
那一个呢是背在前面的一个是背在后面
One backpack you carry it in the front and one backpack you carry it on your back
那一个呢叫做痛苦那神是让人背在后面
One of the backpack is pain That's the one you carry on your back
一个叫做快乐是让你背在前面的
And the other backpack is joy You carry it in your front
所以这样我们往前走的时候我们常常是看到快乐对不对
So whenever you go forward You see the backpack of joy
那我们不会老是往回头看看这个痛苦
And we don't often look back So we don't see pain too much
所以呢神就跟这三个人讲你们现在开始呢努力的跑啊
So that God spoke to these three men And asked them to go forward
我要看看你们谁先能够跑到那个幸福的目的地
Let me see who can reach the destination of joy first
然后这三个人就开始往前跑了
So these three people to charge ahead
那比赛结果也出来了
And at the end the result is out
那我们就从先从第三名开始三个人嘛先从第三个
So there are three people Let's talk about the one who got third place
他就问他说哎呀你怎么跑得那么慢啊
So God asked him Why did you run so slowly
所以这个人就说我真的跑得很慢因为我一边跑的时候就一边看到我痛苦不断的加增
Because this man says, whenever I run, whenever I look back, I feel that my pet pack of pain is getting bigger.
好像我背后的包袱越来越大, 不断地把我往后面倒, 所以我就没办法跑得很快。
I feel like that the backpack of pain is getting heavier and heavier, it's dragging me back.
可是第二个人就说, 我不是这样跑, 我是往前看, 我看到我的快乐越来越多的时候, 我就不断地往前跑。
And then the second place that said, I see the backpack of joy in front of me, it's getting bigger, so I run faster.
那跑着跑着就问到第一名,
and then now God asked the one who got first place.
那第一名呢,
and then the first place person shared his secret.
原来呢,神在让他们都有这个包袱背的时候,
in fact, when God gave them these two backpacks, God also gave them a pair of scissors.
那这一把神奇的剪刀呢,一个叫做原谅,
and these pair of scissors, one is called to forgive.
一个叫做放下,
and the other one is called to let go.
两个配合起来呢,就叫做饶恕。
So if you put forgiveness and let go together, is forgiveness.
所以呢,第一名的人就讲说,当我一边跑的时候呢,我就用这把剪刀把我背后的包包剪一个洞。
So the guy who got first place said that I used these scissors to open up a hole in the backpack behind me.
虽然呢痛苦会加深，可是呢它也会被我遗漏掉，一路上呢就不断的忘记它。
Even though there's more and more pain behind me, but then I cut it off.
所以呢我越跑越清醒呢，越看我的快乐越来越多，所以我就跑得非常的快。
So that when I let go of the pain behind me, my joy is adding, so I run faster.
所以今天我们回到圣经上来看的时候，在马太福音18章21节到22节这里说到。
So today, if we go to the book of Matthew, chapter 18, 21 and 22.
他说，那时彼得进前来对耶稣说，
says, then Peter came and said to him,
Lord. 好，我们一起来读好不好？
Together, let's read.
主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？大七次可以吗？ 耶稣说，我对你说，不是七次，乃是七十个七次。所以呢，这里呢，彼得呢，到耶稣的面前。So
here, Peter came and said to the Lord.
这里讲到说，我的弟兄得罪我，我应该饶恕他几次？
If a brother sinned against me, how often should I forgive him?
他说七次可不可以？
Up to seven times.
耶稣说， 对你说，不是到七次，乃是到七十个七次。
Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven.
同一段经文，我们看一下路加福音是怎么记载的。
The same verses in Luke, of what does it say?
在路加福音17章3到4节这里说到，
in Luke 17, verse 3 to 4, it says,
他说，你们要谨慎，
be on your guard.
若是你的弟兄得罪你，
if your brother sinned,
就劝诫他，
rebuke him.
他若懊悔， 就饶恕他。
If he repents, forgive him.
倘若他一天七次得罪你，
if he sins against you seven times a day,
又七次回转说， 我懊悔了，
but returns to you seven times saying, I repent.
你总要饶恕他，
forgive him.
所以呢，这一段这两段的经文呢， 我就把它重排了一下。
So these two verses, if we arrange it differently,
让它读起来好像是一段。
If you can put it together,
弟兄姊妹，你们可以看一看这一段的经文是怎么记载的。
As one paragraph, then what would it say?
所以呢，一说到呢，主耶稣说你们要谨慎。
So Jesus would first say, be on your guard.
若是你们的弟兄得罪你呢，就要劝诫他。
If your brother sins, rebuke him.
他若懊悔呢，就饶恕他。
If he repent, forgive him.
好像呢，我们看到呢，其实呢，主耶稣这一段话其实是对着众人来说的。
So meaning that Jesus is saying this to all men.
可是这时候彼得呢，好像在他的里面呢，就觉得，好像做门徒呢，应该比众人的标准更高一点嘛，对不对？
Peter, being one of the disciples, thought that he should hold himself to a higher standard.
特别我彼得又是在主耶稣面前那么好的门徒。
Especially Peter, one of the greatest disciples.
12个门徒我一定是第一的。
Out of the 12, I should be the first.
所以呢，他就好像蛮自傲的，就走到主的面前。
So pridefully, Peter came to Jesus.
所以呢，他说，主啊，我的弟兄得罪我，我饶恕他几次，到七次可以吗？
Peter came and said to the Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?
其实一次就已经非常棒了，对不对？
I tell you that to forgive someone one time is not easy to do.
可是彼得这时候他已经是门徒了，当然是要标准高一点，七次嘛。
But Peter, being a disciple, thought, I can forgive someone up to seven times.
七次就很好了嘛。
Seven times is great, isn't it?
可是呢，这时候呢，主呢，对众人来说，
then Jesus said to everyone,
倘若他一天七次得罪你，又七次回转，说我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。
If he sins against you seven times a day, and he returns to you seven times saying, I repent, forgive him.
也就是说呢，主耶稣好像这时候讲话呢，并没有针对着彼得。
Meaning that Jesus is not just saying this to Peter alone.
他是对着众人、众门徒来说的。
But Jesus is speaking to all his disciples.
所以一天七次得罪你呢，七次回转说我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。
So if someone offends you seven times a day, forgive him seven times a day.
可是耶稣这个时候才转过来对彼得说。
And then now Jesus turned and speak to Peter.
他说。我对你说
and says, I speak to you.
不是到七次乃是到七十个七次
saying to Peter, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven.
弟兄姊妹这样的生命谁有呢
Brothers and sisters, who has this life?
饶恕七次和七次这是谁的生命呢
Who can forgive someone 70 times seven
times 饶恕七十和七次这是主的生命
It is the life of the Lord.
也就是说我们只有在主里面才有这样的饶恕
In other words, we can only do it in the Lord.
也只有在主里面这样的生命才会从我们里面 发展出来。
In other words, we can only review this new life in the Lord.
所以一般人的标准一次就够了。
So for maybe it's just a regular Joe,
彼得的标准七次也很不错了。
Maybe for Peter, to forgive someone seven times a day.
可是主耶稣基督的标准他是七十个七次。
But in the Christ,In the standard of Christ is 70 times 7 times a day.
我们没有一个人靠着自己能够做到。
So in other words, no one can do it by himself.
可是今天如果我们在基督里，我们才能够做到。
But today, if we are in Christ, then maybe we have a
chance. 所以弟兄姊妹就是说到我们教会的生活。
So brothers and sisters, that's the life in the church.
我们在教会里面，我们不是天天去定人的罪。
In the church, we're not here to criticize and judge.
可是呢，我们在教会里面生活，我们是天天活出那个饶恕的生命来。
But in the church, we should review the life of forgiveness.
好像我们在教会生活的时候，我们维持一个更新的状况。
So that in this church, our life is always fresh.
今天我们在教会生活，我们彼此就能够成长。
So today, when we are in this church, we can edify each other.
所以我们后面那样的痛苦，常常就能够忘记。
So the bag, the pain behind us in the backpack.
在我们前面那个喜乐就能够不断的被我们看见。
And the joy in front of us is getting bigger.
可是我们必须思想到饶恕呢，它是神的一个特质。
But let us remember that to forgive is the character of God.
我们真的要知道神乐意饶恕我们。
And let us know that God likes to forgive.
所以在这一段经文之后，从二十三节开始，主耶稣讲了一个比喻。
So after these two verses, Jesus now gives a parable.
在十八章二十三节这里讲到天国。好像一个王要和他的仆人算账。
Matthew 18:23 says, For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves.
弟兄姊妹，你会发现到，当主耶稣基督讲饶恕的时候呢，特别呢，他讲到天国好像一个王在和他的仆人算账。
So, brothers and sisters, Jesus described forgiveness as a kingdom of heaven who has a king.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他在讲这件事的时候，是在神的国中来讲的。
So when Jesus is talking about this parable, he is talking it in the perspective of heaven.
也就是说，我们要先活在神的国中，我们才来讲饶恕这件事。
So meaning that first you have to be in the kingdom of heaven before you can have forgiveness.
如果我们没有活在神的国里，饶恕这件事呢，基本上好像不用谈的。
In other words, if you're not living in the kingdom of heaven, then forget forgiveness.
今天我们是一个好人，我们可以做好的事。
Today you could be a great man doing great things.
可是今天我们是一个坏人，别人对我们不好的时候，我们就会报复。
But today if you're a bad man, then you could be revengeful.
这就是人间的常理。
Basically, that's who we are.
以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
可是呢，这里呢，主耶稣特别说到在天国里面。
But here, Jesus starts with the kingdom of heaven.
也就是说到在神的国里面。
Meaning that this is the kingdom of God.
那好像有一个王呢，要跟他的仆人算账。
Here's the king.Who is settling accounts with his slave?
所以我们知道呢，这个仆人正在那里算账的时候，什么叫做算账
？So what does it mean to settle the account?
也是说多一分呢，少一分呢，他都要清清楚楚的。
Meaning that he is being very clear each cent counts.
哦，为什么会多呢？
Why is there in sense more?
是你今年做得特别好，所以多出来了吗？
Is it because you give extra effort, so you earn the extra cent?
哎，为什么会少呢？
Why is short one cent?
是因为你没有好好的做，所以你亏了吗？
Is it because you're falling short of what you're supposed to do?
所以算账呢，就是要再仔仔细细的看着你 所作所为到底是怎么样。
To settle accounts means that your work is being looked at in detail.
所以在天国里面有好些仆人在那里，
so,
那里有一个王要跟他们算账。
In the kingdom of heaven, there are many slaves, and the king is settling accounts with each of them.
其实说到这些仆人呢，就可以说到我们是神家的儿女。
Talking about it in our term, meaning that we are God's children.
今天我们都相信我们自己是神活在神国中的人。
Today we know that we are people in His kingdom.
所以有一天算账的时候，也是从神的家起手。
So on that day when our account is being settled, it starts with us.
所以呢，到底我们在神的家里面，我们有没有尽忠心呢？
So in His house, are you being faithful?
那直到见主面那一天，我们就晓得。
And on that one day when you meet the Lord, you know.
可是主耶稣基督讲到这一个比喻的时候，特别从一个欠他特别多的人开始。
So when Jesus starts these parables, he starts settling accounts with the slave that owes the most.
所以才算的时候呢，就有一个人带着一个欠一千万两银子的仆人来。
So the first slave who owed him 10,000 talents of silver.
所以第一个被算账的人呢，是欠了特别多的银子的人。
So this person who is settling his debt is the one who owes the most.
弟兄姊妹，我们也知道圣经上的里面的教导是说，那最多的呢，赦免也多。
So brothers and sisters, the one who is given the most need to forgive the most.
因为他们爱主多。
Because they love the Lord the most.
所以今天不管我们欠那个主人有多少，我们愿意好好爱他的时候。
So today, it doesn't matter how much you owe, if you love him.
我们发现我们的罪是得到赦免的。
Then you know that your sin is forgiven.
可是圣经又说到，那爱主少的呢，不悔改的呢，自然呢，赦免就少。
But then the ones that doesn't love the Lord as much, they will not return to the Lord as much.
那这在18章25节这里说到呢，因这个仆人呢，没有什么可以偿还这个主人的，欠了那么多，没有办法偿还。
And in verse 25, it describes this slave who owes a lot, did not have the means to pay the king back.
所以呢，他就吩咐他，那你就去把你的妻子、儿女，还有一切所有的都卖了来偿还我。
So that the Lord commands his slave to sell his wife and children and all that he had to make his payment back.
所以呢，这里呢，这个仆人就在那里哀求这个主人。
So that the slave fell to the ground and begged.
哎呀，主人啊，你宽容我吧。
And says, have patience with me.
对了，忍耐我一下吧。
Have patience with me.
我欠你那么多了，多欠一点也没有关系吧。
I already owe you so much. Give me a little more time.
再给我多一点机会吧。
Have patience with me.
请你宽容我吧。
And forgive me.
弟兄姊妹，忍耐。
Brothers and sisters, patience.
我们在教会里面说，这也是神的一个性情。
Brothers and sisters, patience is also a character of God.
只有神对我们能够长久忍耐。
Only God can have patience with us.
只要我们这个人还活着一天，神就不愿意我们沉沦在黑暗的世界里面。
When we're still taking a breath, God don't want us to fall.
我们还活着的时候，神就愿意把我们伸手拯救出来。
As long as we're still living, God wants to lift us up.
我们还活在罪里面的时候，神就愿意赦免我们的罪。
When we live in sin, God wants to forgive us.
宽容我们吧。
Have mercy on me.
当我们这样向神求的时候，主都是愿意的。
And when we beg God, God is willing to forgive.
所以在27节这里说到，那个仆人在求主人的时候，主人就动了慈心，就把他释放了。
So in verse 27, and the king of the slave felt compassion and released him.
而且免了他的债。
And forgave him.
弟兄姊妹，刚刚我们这里说到动了慈心，你有没有想到什么地方？我们的圣经里面也描述到动了慈心这件事。
So brothers and sisters, when the verse says this, the king felt compassion, where else in the Bible talk about compassion?
撒玛利亚。上次我们讲的是谁？
What is the passage that we learned last week?
那个浪子出去的时候，在远远的地方回来，他的父亲怎么样？
When the younger son came back from the wilderness, what did the father do?
他的父亲远远看到他的儿子回来了，就动了慈心。
The father saw the second son coming back and felt compassion for him.
这一个王看着他的请求，就动了慈心。
So the king saw this slave begging, he felt compassion for him.
弟兄姊妹，
brother and sister,
你所爱的人，
the one you love,
在那里求你的时候，
when this person is begging you,
你会不会动慈心？
Will you feel compassion?
今天这个浪子回家，他父亲那么的爱他，远远的看到就动了慈心。
Today this young son came back to the father. The father felt compassionate.
这一个王爱他的仆人，虽然欠了他那么多的债，他仍然动了慈心。
But the king loved his people. When this person begged for forgiveness, the king felt compassionate.
当这个慈心一动的时候，我们发现到就这个人呢，回复到神创造他的地位与价值。
And when the king felt compassion, then this person is now exalted back to his original position.
当父亲动了慈心，原谅他的儿子的时候，他的儿子呢，就恢复到那个儿子的地位。
Father felt passions for his belonged son, then his son now is restored to the position of a son.
当这个王呢，动了慈心，饶恕这个仆人的时候呢，他就恢复到他应有的地位和价值。
And when the king felt compassion for this slave, now this slave is restored back to his original position.
今天当我们彼此之间我们动了慈心的时候，你会发现前面那个对象呢，马上就恢复到他一个受造的地位上面。
It is when you now feel compassion for the others, then now they get to be restored to their original creation.
这样他还得罪我们吗?
So, are you still being offended?
这样他们还欠我们一个公道吗?
Do you still feel that they did wrong to you?
第二个我们讲到释放。
So, brothers and sisters, we talk about to release.
这个王就释放他的仆人。
So, the Lord released him.
主呢给我们真实的释放。
The Lord gave us the true relief.
主给我们的自由是最宝贵的自由。
The freedom that the Lord gave us is the true freedom.
他给我们不但自由，他给我们喜乐充满。
Not only He gave us this freedom, He also gave us the joy.
他让我们知道我们是一个蒙恩人。
He let us realize that we are the blessed man.
因为连我们的家人也和我们一起蒙恩。
Because not only you, but it's you and your household.
原本他的妻子、他的儿女、他一切所有的都应该卖掉。
Beforehand,
来缓解这个主人。
This slave needed to sell his wife, his children, and all he had just to pay his debt.
可是我们看到这一个人得到自由的时候，他的家人和他的一切一起得到自由。
We see that when this slave is released, his family is released with him.
我们的主不单单是赦免我们而已。
Not only the Lord has forgiven you.
我们的主呢，还给我们自由。
But the Lord has now given you freedom.
这一切呢，也不是单单临到我们而已，还临到我们的家人。
And all this richness not only comes to you, but your household.
最后讲到免债的时候,
and then when you talk about forgiving him of his debt,
主免去他一切的债,
the Lord now forgive him of all the debt.
这个主人放弃了他一切应该得到的,
this master, he did not ask for what deserved.
所以今天主耶稣基督在向我们说这个比喻的时候,
so when Jesus is telling us this parable,
我们要问主,
let us ask the Lord,
今天如果是我们,
today if it's you,
有人欠我们1000万两的银子,
if someone owes you $1,000,000,
我们可能跟主说，主啊，谈何容易？
Maybe you say to the Lord, it's not easy as you say.
1000万两,
$1,000,000.
这可能这是我这辈子都赚不到的。
Maybe it's money that I'll never make.
伤害我1000万次,
someone who has hurt me $1,000,000 times.
利用我1000万回,
someone who has done me wrong $1,000,000 times.
欺骗我11000遍,
someone who has lied to me $1,000,000 times.
哎呦，我怎么可能赦免他这1000万次的伤害?
So how do I forgive him $1,000,000 times?
赦免这1000万次的利用.
How do I let him go $1,000,000 times?
1000万次的欺骗.
How do I forgive him his lies $1,000,000 times?
放弃我要从对方得到的公道，不行.
And how do I let go of what he deserved?
我们的答案是免谈。
My answer to him is never.
绝对不会是免去。
I will never let it go.
弟兄姊妹，可是呢，主耶稣说了，这个是在天国里面的一个光景。
But brothers and sisters, Jesus tells us from the beginning, this is the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们就按着神的教训，我们在地上学习。
So let us learn from God's command and learn from
His teachings. 我们也是按着主的话，在教会的生活里面，我们这样做。
So by His words, let us live our life in church like that.
难，自然是很难的了。Of
course, it's challenging.
可是如果我们不是这样的话，主呢也不会要我们这样去做。
But if it's not hard, then why would the Lord ask us?
因为在神的国里，就是这样的人才能在那里。
Because it is in the kingdom of heaven. It requires those people.
所以主耶稣基督说到饶恕的时候，一定有这三个成分在那边。
So when Jesus talks about forgiveness, there's always three factors.
你不再记他的恨了。First,
you forgive your hatred.
在你的眼里面，他又是你的爱人。
In your eyes, this person now is restored to your loved one.
你释放他了。
You have now released him.
他再也不在你的心上了。
He is no longer bounded.
你免除他一切的债了。
And you have now forgiven his debt.
再多呢，你都不介意了。
Doesn't matter how much he owed.
因为你宁愿看到他喜乐。
Because you would rather see that person joyous.
我们继续谈的时候，我们当怎么做呢？
So if we go on further, what are we supposed to do?
我们当从心里来饶恕我们的同伴。
So let us forgive the others in our heart.
在这一个比喻里面，我们看到这一个人并没有照着神的话去做。
So in these parables, we see this slave did not follow the king's command.
虽然他正喜乐的时候，
even though he is now in joy.
可是呢，他看到他后面的痛苦。
And now he sees the pain behind him.
他回头一望，哇，我的痛苦多大！
When he turned and see the backpack of pain, he's
remembering. 虽然我的主人赦免我一切所有的，
even though my master just forgave me.
可是我的口袋还是空空的。
But yet my pocket is still empty.
啊，好了，再看到痛苦来了。
Then I see pain coming.
你欠我十两。
And I said, you owe me 10 bucks.
还我。
Give it back to me.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看到痛苦就受不了了，对不对？
Whenever you feel pain, you can't stand it anymore.
我记得我小的时候，
I remember when I was younger.
我有一本很好很的图画书。
I had a great picture book.
那我有一个最好的朋友。
And I had a best friend.
那就说，哎，你这本书借我回家看。
And I asked my friend, let me borrow this book.
我也蛮大方的，我就借给他。
So my friend asked me to borrow this book, I let him borrow it.
所以呢，借一借呢，好久都不还我。
And then once I let him borrow it, he never gave it back.
不还。
Never give it back.
怎么可以？
How can that be?
每天上学见到你还我的书来。
So every time I see him, I'll remind him, where's my book?
你还我的书来。
Where's my book?
天天讲有没有用？
I remind him every day.
没有用，因为书已经被他弄丢了，或是已经被他收藏起来，我也不知道，对不对？
It's useless because the best friend probably lost my book.
可是逼迫到一个程度，我说不还，还我钱来。
So I asked him so many times for the book. Now I stop and say, why don't you just pay me back?
你不还我的书，至少可以还我的钱吧。
You don't give me back my book, at least pay me back for the book.
所以有的时候人家不还我们的时候，我们是会追究到底的。
So brothers and sisters, when someone owes you things, you may never let go.
那好朋友很多啦，其中一个好朋友，他的名字，这个人的名字我都还记得。
And I had a lot of friends, but I specifically remember his name.
反正日子久了，其实我也忘记，准备信息的时候我就想起来了。
It's been a long time that I remember his name, but when I was thinking about it, I remember his name.
这个同伴就是这样，他一回头就看到他的痛苦。
Same for this slave. When he turned, he sees his pain.
啊，欠他十两的银子的人一样也是宽容老板，将来我必定会偿还。
So the other slave that owed him 10 bucks said the same thing to him. 求求你 have patience on me.
对了，忍耐我一下吧。
Have patience.
多给我一点时间吧。
Give me a bit more time.
啊，这个人不可能就把他放在监里面了。
But this first slave he refused and put the second slave in jail.
饶恕真的没有那么容易。
Tell you to forgive is not easy.
特别我们什么都没有的时候更不容易。
Especially it's hard to forgive when you got nothing in you.
弟兄姊妹，这还是讲到一点，就是说我们一定要在神的国里面来讲饶恕。
So brothers and sisters, bringing me back to the first point, we first need to be in the kingdom of heaven.
你一走出去，什么都没有了，反正就是来来来，该还的就还。
If you go outside of this kingdom, then all you remember is what people owe you.
可是你想想看，这个仆人如果还在主人的家里，他会这样做吗？
But think about it. If this first slave is still before the king, would he ask for his 10 bucks?
同时间，他的同伴跟他的一起在看主人的时候，他还会这样对他的同伴吗？
At the same time, if the first and second slave are together before the king, do you think this will happen?
所以饶恕呢，一定是在神的国里面来说的。
So meaning that.Forgiveness must take place in the kingdom.
我们不活在神的国里面，我们就不饶恕。
If we're not in this kingdom, then we can never forgive.
我们不但不饶恕，我们还会置人于死地。
Not only we won't forgive, but we want to put the other person to death.
好像这个仆人一样，要把他下在监里，还了我所有的，再让你出来。
Just like the first slave, put the second slave in jail until he can pay him back.
所以常常我们不动慈心。
So how often we don't feel compassion?
我们里面没有爱心，可是我们动手。
How often we lack love and use force?
我们不愿意免债。
We don't want to forgive.
你该欠我的，你就要还我。
What you owe me, pay me back.
我们不可释放。
We will never let go.
我们要把它下在监里。
We'll put the person in jail.
你知道下在监里的感觉是什么吗？
Do you know how it feels to be in jail?
爱就是把它放在你的心里面。
Just putting him in your heart.
我们的心好像一个牢房一样，你就把它关在里面。
To store him and jail him within your heart.
还完了再让你出来。
You only let him go when he pays you back.
为什么？因为我们没有行在神的国里面。
Why? Because we're not in the kingdom of heaven.
经文接下来说到众同伴看他所做的就甚忧愁。
And then the verse says, so when his fellow slaves saw what happened, they were deeply grieved.
去把这事告诉了主人。
And came and reported to the Lord.
主人叫他来对他说，你这个恶奴才。
Then the Lord summoned the first slave and said, you wicked slave.
你央求我，我就把所欠的都免了。
I've gave you all the debts because you begged with me.
你不应当怜悯你的同伴，向我怜恤你。
Should you not also have mercy on your fellow slave?
主人大怒，就把他交给掌刑。
So the master is moved with anger and hands him to the torturer.
等他还清了所有欠的债。
Tortures him until he repays.
准备这里呢，主耶稣这一个比喻让我们看到。
Brothers and sisters, the parable of Jesus tells us this.
我们所做的不要叫同伴太忧愁太甚。
Don't do things that will grieve your brother and sister.
我们所做的不要叫我们的同伴忧愁太甚。
Don't do things that will grieve your brother and sisters.
多少的时候，我们所做的让我们的同伴也是在忧愁里面。
How often time we do things and the consequences make the people around us sad.
说明呢，我们当我们的同伴在那里为我们忧愁的时候，我们是一个忘记主恩的人。
Meaning that when your brothers and sisters are grieving for you, you are the one who forgot the passion of Christ.
因为在神的国里面，我们还是这样自私自利的。
Because in the kingdom of heaven, you are being selfish.
因为在神的国里面，我们没有彼此在那里建造。
Because in the kingdom of heaven, you are not helping each other.
众同伴所应当做的是什么呢？
So what are we, brothers and sisters, the fellow slaves, supposed to do?
除了忧愁，你还能做什么呢？
Besides grieving for him, what else could we do?
去告诉主人。
Is to talk to the master.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到弟兄姊妹彼此之间的光景的时候，可能你不能做什么。
Brothers and sisters, when you see the conditions of your fellow brothers and sisters, maybe there's nothing you could do.
可是除了忧愁，你还可以再做一件事，就是迫切的祷告。
But besides grieving for him, you could pray for him.
看不过去的时候，最好的方法就是告诉主人。
When they do things that you can't stand, tell the master.
主人会处理的。
The master will take care of.
主人会做他应该做的事情。
The master will discipline.
这里说到主人做一件事情。
And then here, this is what the master did.
把他交给那掌刑的。
So that he now gives him to the torturer.
所以耶光明牧师呢，他特别说到这个掌刑的呢。
So Pastor Ye talked about this torturer.
就是那个折磨人的。
He's the one who tortures man.
其实今天谁最会折磨人呢？
Who can torture man the best?
我们自己最会折磨我们自己。
We could.
我们偏偏就是不饶恕。
Every day when we not forgive.
我们就是天天在那里念着那个得罪我们的人的名字，就是在我们的心里。
Every day we remind ourselves who owes us.
可能别人根本都不知道我得罪了你。
Maybe the other person didn't even know he did you wrong.
结果呢，你就一直在那里思想，这个人都还不知道我到底哪里得罪了你，你就一直在那里想。
All you do is think about how he did you wrong. The team didn't even know.
可能这个人根本什么事情都没做，可是你因着他的一个心眼呢，那个眼神呢，你就已经忧愁的不得了了。
Maybe that other person didn't do anything physical to you. He just gave you that look, and now you're angry.
其实呢，常常我们就用一条细细的绳子，一圈一圈把我们绑住。
So in fact, what you're doing is you're using this tiny string, you're bounding yourself.
直到呢，好像这个细绳一开始很容易分断的，到最后我们都分不断了。
In the beginning, you feel that it's not so tight, but at the end, now you're bounded.
那有一个妇人呢，她就去看了这个一个心理的辅导。
So a woman went to visit her psychiatrist.
那因为她在她的婚姻上有一些问题。
Because she was having trouble in her marriage.
那这个妇人呢，她已经结婚三十年了。
This woman's been married for 30 years.
所以她去见这个辅导人员的时候，协谈师的时候。
So when this woman met her counselor.
基本上她已经快退休了。
Well, the psychiatrist, she's close to retirement.
然后她就去跟协谈师讲，就说啊，我婚姻太痛苦了。
So this woman said to the psychiatrist, said that I have a bad marriage.
我从我开始的结婚之后。
Ever since I got married.
那我丈夫呢做错一件事情得罪了我。
My husband did one thing wrong.
我就拿了一个小纸条，我就写在上面。
So I wrote to him a note.
写完之后呢，我就放在我睡觉的床底下。
So after I wrote this note, I put it under my bed.
那我丈夫一骂我的时候呢，我就把那骂我的话写下来。
Whenever my husband yelled at me, I would take out this note and write on it what he yelled at me.
写完之后呢，我又把那个小纸条放在我睡觉的床底下。
After I wrote it down, I put it down under my bed.
我有丈夫一个眼神得罪我的时候，我就把那邪恶的眼神写下来。
And whenever he looked at me wrong, I would write it down in this note.
所以呢，那个小纸条呢，又被我放在床底下。
And then I will hide that note under my bed.
哎，三十年了，你看他放了多少小纸条
？So in 30 years, guess how many pieces of notes I have?
一个喜乐的妇人都变怨妇了，对不对
？Even someone who started joyous, now she is in sorrow.
所以在那么多小纸条的上面天天思想，你觉得他会快乐吗
？And every day she sleeps on top of the, all these notes. Do you think she would be happy?
真的是变成怨妇一位啊
！No way.
那个躺在上面就埋怨埋怨埋怨，对不对
？Every night she sleeps on the bed of her sorrow.
我不知道你藏了几张小纸条。
I don't know how many of these notes you have hidden under your bed.
如果你藏小纸条还能睡得着，我都很佩服你。
If you have all these notes underneath you, how do you fall asleep?
我不知道这个妇人为什么等了三十年才去找这个协谈师。
I don't know why this woman waited 30 years to visit her psychiatrist.
那弟兄姊妹，我希望我们不要等那么久。
Brothers and sisters, don't wait that long.
在神的国里面，我们随时到这个主人的面前。
In the kingdom of heaven, go to the master.
任何时候他宽容我们。
Anytime you go, he forgives you.
对主耶稣而言呢，他要让我们再一次知道。
So for Jesus, he wants to remind us.
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄
，If each of you does not forgive his brother,
我的天父也要这样对待你。
Then my heavenly Father will also do the same to you.
我们要认识神是我们在天上的父。
Let us understand that God is our heavenly Father.
饶恕呢，对那个不相干的人都很好办的，很好饶恕。
To forgive someone you don't care about is easy.
可是呢，对我们所心爱的人特别不容易饶恕。
For forgive someone close to you, that's the hardest.
可是当主耶稣说到饶恕的时候呢
？But when Jesus talk about forgiveness,
饶恕这两个字代表是得回你的弟兄。
To forgive means to gain back.
就是把你的弟兄给得回来了。
To gain back your brother.
神的饶恕呢，是一个完全的释放。
God's forgiveness is a true relief.
也是一个完全的医治。
It is also a true healing.
也是我们要连接与主的生命。
And it is how we reconcile with God.
不然我们没有饶恕。
Otherwise, we can never forgive.
所以呢，那个索尔尼辛呢，他就讲到呢，无情呢是这个世界的自然律。
So,
natural, 没有无情。
A natural law of man is we are without love.
其实每一个人都是这样。
And in fact, that's who we are.
一有人得罪我们，我们就没办法。
Whenever someone do you wrong,
这是我们生命的一个定律，一个自然的定律。
It is a law of man.
可是当我们连结于主的时候
，But when you are connected to God,
我们活在神的国中的时候
，When you're in the kingdom of heaven,
这一件那么困难的事，我们才会开始去做。
Even this hard thing, we can start doing.
弟兄姊妹，你的祷告
，Brothers and sisters, your prayers.
有连结于主吗
？Is it connected to God？
弟兄姊妹，你的祷告有连结于主吗
？Brothers and sisters, when you pray, are you connected to God？
圣经里面常常让我们看到，当一个君王为他的百姓祷告的时候
，In the Bible, it says when the king is praying for his people,
百姓就得到了医治。这个饶恕就是一个医治。
Then people are healed, they are forgiven.
所以当我们祷告主的时候呢，我们发现呢，主他是善良的，他乐意饶恕我们。
So when we pray to God, you know that God is kindness and he is pleased to forgive us.
当我们站着祷告的时候，我们想起有人得罪我们的时候，我们就饶恕他们。
And when we stand up and we pray, when you remember someone did you wrong, forgive him.
因为天父他就会饶恕我们。
So that your heavenly Father can forgive you.
我不知道当你做悔改祷告的时候
I don't know when you have the prayer of repentance.
你是在那里求主原谅
Were you asking for God's forgiveness?
可是呢，当你发现有人得罪你的时候
But when someone now do you wrong,
你是不是应该也饶恕他呢
Shouldn't you forgive him?
对人有一个祝福在那里呢
Shouldn't you return him with a blessing?
我这口袋里面有一个小石头
So in my pocket, there is a small piece of rock.
这小石头呢，就是那个心理学家啊他们要人学习饶恕。
So this little piece of rock is when a psychiatrist gives you to teach you forgiveness.
他要你饶恕人，就借着这个小石头就可以，他们就可以教你饶恕。
And they said that through the learning from this rock, you can learn forgiveness.
所以如果你不能饶恕的时候，你们去找他，可能呢他会让你做这一件事情。
So if you go to a psychiatrist and say I can't forgive, maybe he'll give you this piece of rock.
所以呢，他就说啊，从 你来见我，那你从今天开始，这一天你就握着这个小石头做任何的事。
So he would say, whenever you cannot let go, hold on to this rock. Do everything holding this rock.
弟兄姊妹回去试试看了啊。
Brothers and sisters, try doing it.
那你一天都握着一个石头做事情。
Try holding on to this rock, doing anything.
吃饭的时候也要握住它。
When you eat, hold on to the rock.
上厕所的时候也要握住它。
When you go to the restroom, hold on to the rock.
那跟别人交谈的时候也要握紧。
Talk to another person, hold on to the rock.
所以不管到哪里，你做什么都要握住它，玩手机也要握住它。
Wherever you go, even playing with your phone, hold on to the rock.
你想想看，方不方便
？Think about it. Would it be convenient?
很多人呢，在这一个就说测试结束之后呢，他们被问到就说，你们这一天都在做什么
？So after many people tried it, the psychologist asked them, "What do you do today?"
普遍的答案。都是说我一直在注意这个石头。
So all the people that have tried it, they would say, I was just focused on this rock.
所以吃饭的时候我还在注意它。
So when I eat, I'm looking at the rock.
那什么时候都在注意它？这个石头有没有用处？
I am paying attention to this rock. Is it useless? Is it useful to you?
石头没有用处。
I hear the rock is useless.
你把它丢掉就是了。
You could throw it away.
可是放在手上的时候，
But when you hold on to it,
它的用处就是让你一直想到它。
All it does is it draws your attention.
当我们要举手祷告的时候
When you want to pray,
如果这个小石头在你的手中
if the rock is in your hand,
哦，不知道你有什么 感触
I don't know how you would feel.
如果我们与神连结
When we are connected to God,
这个石头还在我们手上
But you're holding on to this rock.
我不知道你有什么感受
I don't know how you feel.
那我们真的在神的家里面
So in God's house,
让我们学习这样一件事情
Let us learn this one thing.
让我们看前面的是喜乐
Joy is in front of us.
让那个痛苦不断的流失掉好吗
Let go of the pain in your back.
真的我们与主有连结
Be connected to God.
让我们的生命就会有改变
So that your life can transform.
让我们教会就会长进
And then the church will transform.
感谢赞美主
Praise the Lord.
我们再唱诗歌342首
Let's sing Psalm 342
好，我们起立，一同唱342首。
Let us stand up and sing Psalm 342.